only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, hey, doggy. It's good now that I got my nylon toothbrush. I can brush my one good tooth.
The one big horse tooth. Why is it always so big?
Yes, it's out there. It stands out more. That's why.
The last tooth in your head, if this happens to you, is always massive.
My non-tooth right there. Yeehaw.
It needs to make up for all the missing teeth. That's what it is. A hawk tooth.
Upgraded from my boar's hair toothbrush to now my nylon toothbrush, and now I can take care of my one big non-tooth. So. Anyway, good morning. It is the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter, just about out of time. Right now, though, we got to do your final fact and opinion, your final thought for today. And this is just fantastic, Hunter. You're going to love this. Police around the country make a surprisingly high number of trips to Chuck E. Cheese because of fights between adults. In fact, in a lot of cities, there are more fights at Chuck E. Cheese than any other restaurant.
Wow. It's an octagon. They should just turn it into a big octagon. Dude, that's fun. You know what it is? It's all the chaos going on with all the kids. Dude, you can only take so much of it. And you can get beer. There's a lot of beer at Chuck E. Cheese.
It's the sounds going on. You're all hopped up on sugar and pizza and everything. Well, the theory is, there's a theory behind that, is that people are more likely to fight because of their biological instinct to protect their kids kicks in. Here's the problem, though. Wow. I think that's kind of a BS thing. Why are you fighting around kids anyways? What is going on at Chuck E. Cheese?
You're supposed to show an example, you know?
Like, when you automatically get around other adults with kids, you're like, all right, we're going to throw down. Something's going to happen here. I'm going to need to protect little Timmy. I will fight you if you start anything. I don't know.
You know what I'm doing, though? I'm going right for one of those whack-a-mole bats. Whack-a-mole, you know?
Just rip it off the game, start beating other parents with it.
Bring it. Let's go.
Well, you see, officer, I was just sitting there eating a pepperoni pizza and showing the singing mouse, and all of a sudden this man came up with a mallet and started beating me with it.
I thought you were a mole.
I don't know what it is about, like, kids activities anywhere. Baseball, Little League games,
Did you ever
sports.
Get to go to a Chuck E. Cheese?
Not very often. That was a high-end birthday back in the
once,
day. Yeah,
and it was, like, when I was real little.
I do remember a fight at a Sky Zone. Do you remember Sky Zone?
Sky Zone. That's still a thing, dude.
Do they still have Sky Zone? Oh,
that's,
man.
Sky Zone. Sky Zone's the trampoline park. They're everywhere.
Discovery Zone. That's Discovery Zone. There was a party at Discovery Zone, and I do remember a fight between a couple teenagers there. It wasn't adults. The ball pit, which, by the way, can we do something about the sanitary malpractice of ball pits? Oh, my God. You couldn't pay me. You could not pay me to get into a ball pit right now. Couldn't do it.
Sticky ceilings and sticky ball pits. Discovery Zone.
Just the amount of Band-Aids and just scabs and toenails and just bodily fluids in ball pits. Horrible. I guess that's why my immune system is good, so.
All right, it's true, though. How about Showbiz Pizza? Do you remember that?
I don't think we had Showbiz Pizza.
It was like Chuck E. Cheese, and then I think Chuck E. Cheese and Showbiz Pizza combined.
Dear God.
Yeah, and then everything just burnt down to the ground.
The sick individuals that got together on that, like, I got a perfect idea. All right, here we go. Check this out. This is going to be great. So, anyway, just know that if you go to Chuck E. Cheese, you might end up having to choke out someone, okay? Or you will get choked out.
Just be fight ready, man.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah. I'm going to fight that mouse. Anyway, there you go. That is your final fact and opinion for today. We'll be back with what we learned on the show. Stick around.
Do you like listening?